Hello and welcome to Medi-Call, episode 185. I'm Corey and here's John.
Hello. How's it going, Corey?
Good. Daryl is off today. He is moving. He mentioned a couple weeks back that he would be traveling across the Eastern Coast, and that got a whole hell of a lot more interesting since COVID started to happen because like some borders and stuff closed out there. But it sounds like they made it to their destination at this point. I have yet to check in with him, but I've followed their Facebook update, so they're doing well.
That's good.
But John's with us. John is from thediscard.com, which is like is it defunct, John? Is it still happening? What's going on with thediscard.com?
I haven't done anything with it in a while. Work's been pretty busy, but you know, still trying to help out here and there with a little bit of content and you know, still doing hosting for CardKnock and stuff like that, I believe.
Yeah, you are.
But yeah, it's, you know, I'm thinking it'll come back at some point, but right now it's in temporary jail for just how poorly I misjudged that Phoenix. That one time you had me on the show, you know, I biffed it so bad.
What was that, Arclight Phoenix or what?
Yeah, it was Arclight Phoenix. I think we both didn't think it would be.
Yeah, we all did. Not one
good.
Of us saw it.
So, but you know, I think you know, maybe I've served my time. Maybe it's time we start posting some more content, huh?
Yeah. Anyways, I do want to mention that we are doing a special episode today, not only because we have John on, but also because we're going to have some video to accompany this. We're going to try something differently. We're getting a little cuckoo crazy in our quarantine these days, so we're going to do a podcast that is accompanied by a video. So you can be listening at home, and that's totally fine. We'll explain what the heck's going on. But we are playing a couple of games in Arena right now. We're going to try to continue our trend for obscure Magic formats. A little less obscure, but we're going to do some Historic Brawl, which is the greatest kind of brawl.
Yes. Yeah, so much bigger card pool, much more options, and I realize now that I have ruined our theme.
Oh no, that's okay. We'll go with it. We're gonna roll
because
with it.
Instead of Titan v Titan, Croxa v Uro, I guess we are Uro v Uro.
Well, it's Titan v Titan still.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know what? I think our test game yesterday showed that. Uro v. Croxa was not didn't work out so well in my favor being on the side of Croxa there.
Yeah, so you're watching the video from John's perspective. As you can see, our usernames are literally John and Corey on Arena.
Oh yeah.
But we tried this yesterday from my perspective and my computer just couldn't handle it. So before we get too much further, though, I do need to give a shout out to our sponsor, ManaTraders.com. This is a great time to use ManaTraders.com because a lot of us don't have anything better to do, so you might as well give a shot. Modern Medi-Call, all one word, for 14% off your first 3 months at checkout, and then you can rent all these ungodly expensive modern decks. My God, I looked at like the modern meta recently because I wanted to build a new deck, and the cost of like anything in the top 10 is like 400 plus tickets, which is buco dolores,
yeah,
as they say.
No kidding.
And primarily it's due to like Karn, the Great Creator, is really expensive. Teferi is really expensive. Force of Negation is really expensive. I mean, each one of those cards is like minimum 50 tickets. So you need like a play set of most of them to operate in Modern. All right, let's see here. I don't really want to draw too many more cards. So we are playing a blue and green ramp mirror, which is going to be pretty miserable, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly has that potential. Let's just say that. Okay, well, I do. Let's just get this bar out of the screen. I'm not sure why that's popping up there. Okay. You know what? I want to draw cards. Give them to me, please.
So John is playing with the Tempest Lands, or is it? Yeah, Tempest.
Mirage.
Those are Mirage. Okay, the Mirage basics on Arena, but I've got the full art basics. John, what do you think of these sweet new un-arts that have come out?
Oh, they're so good. I think they are, you know, I do like the Mirage lands a lot. That's what I've been using since those came out as a, I forget exactly how you got them. Maybe you bought them or maybe they were a reward. I think they were rewards. But I've been playing with those. I've for most of my decks switched over to these new unlands.
Yeah, they're awesome. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, but they remind me a lot of the Unglued lands, the original Unset. It's something about the forests and like just the art style looks a lot like like the Unglued. So John played a very typical Arboreal Grazer into Field of the Dead route here on turn three. So
yeah,
we'll see where this
goes. I am gonna waste the value with my Fabled Passage here.
Oh, you should get a Snow Forest next time.
Yeah, I, you know, I've been digging through my collection. I just don't have enough of them, unfortunately.
Sure. So if we just keep ramping, it's going to invalidate our ramping. It's just going to make the game go, well, I guess at the same pace if we just ramp it in the same amount. But I'm about to break this thing open right now with a Nissa on the next turn. Just I'm going to forecast that to you because I can't imagine you have many counter spells to deal with it. But
Nissa, I attack with the Arboreal Grazer for nothing. You're going to play a Nissa after I attack with Arboreal Grazer?
Yeah, let's see. We're going to tap correctly, though, too. So we'll get green out of that, blue, green out of my Arcane Signet. Arcane Signet, wonderful card for this format.
Yes. Hmm.
Oh, shut up. You don't have a counter spell.
I wish.
All right, let's see here. How are we going to do this? I guess we'll just go a very modest untap a forest. Oh, Whirlwind Denial. All right. Why didn't you counter my Planeswalker? You biffed.
Because I'm dumb.
So now I can pay it even. I will decline.
You can pay it. That's what I
Oh, what's happening? Why can't I
forgot Nissa has text.
What's happening? I want to play a questing beast before attack phase.
Oh, did it pass? Oh.
Yeah, man, it just passed right into it. I guess I'll play it after.
That is a that is not right.
That is something is wrong with this.
Yeah.
All right.
So very I got lucky. And never punished.
I don't even have a questing beast. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyways, we're here to do a podcast too, so let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Speaking of magic, since we're on the topic, I hear that. Oh, god damn it! Mass Manipulation takes my Nissa. I don't think I'm getting that back.
No, probably not.
Oh, and my Nightfack Ambusher. All right, you jerk. Well, yeah, I think
that's why. That's why I didn't counter it. I got greedy. I was banking on drawing a blue source to steal it.
Yeah, well, and I
got it. Yeah.
It paid off. Let's talk about Ikoria. John, you know something about Ikoria.
Yeah. I don't know anything for sure. We don't really know, but if you were on Twitter this past weekend, I think, you may have seen that there was, there were leaks for some potential Ikoria. Let's just block here.
Okay.
I don't need this creature.
too much.
there were leaks for what appear to be Ikoria showcase cards featuring something we haven't really seen in a mainline, an actual standard legal set before, which is a crossover. So if you haven't seen these, they were, you can go dig them up yourself on Twitter if you do a little search, but essentially they are versions of cards from the upcoming Ikoria set with the art swapped out for characters from Godzilla. So giant Godzilla monsters instead of, what you would expect, magic monsters. And then they have the actual cards name underneath that, so you can see what the card is. They reference that card in the text. I don't have them up in front of me, and again, we don't know for sure if they're real, but they look pretty legit to me.
Yeah, I mean, there's always something before a set releases, but I wouldn't be surprised if we go there because of all of the Hasbro crossovers they've been doing in the past. Okay, Chemister's Insight. That's annoying. I'll counter that. With the My Little Pony and the like Transformers and stuff like that, I think it's probably time to start capitalizing on that since we've sort of opened that door with the Secret Lair drops. You know what I mean? Like all those strange arts that are coming out and like some of them feel like very out of place for Magic the Gathering. And so I think that we've sort of pushed the boundary to the point where this is a little more accepted by players if we were to just alternate art, like callbacks to Godzilla and whatnot.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because we've never had anything like this in an actual standard legal set, so we don't really have that precedent. So, you know, what we've had in the past, you mentioned the, you know, Transformers and My Little Pony, those were both... you know, those were both special, you know, box set things or unset sort of things. We've had the D&D stuff, like the actual D&D campaign. You know, those are all Hasbro licenses, mm-hmm. you know, things that they actually own, compared to what we have now, which is, you know, some other company's license, which I think kind of reflects a lot on the, you know, it reflects a lot, in my opinion, on kind of the more mainstream. I'm trying to think of blockers and the word I'm looking for. Kind of the more mainstream approach that we've been going. Okay.
I'll get you on a hot topic and I'm going to try to attack this Nyssa. I think that I'm kind of done for. As soon as Nyssa, Who Shakes the World, gets up to like 5, 6, 7, and now 8 loyalty, there's no way in hell I'm getting through that. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get rid of a forest since those are double value these days. I guess yeah. I don't need to give trample. But I just sent my Shifting Ceridon in hopes of connecting, and of course it didn't happen. But, okay, on another topic, Nyssa, Who Shakes the World. This is one of my like, arch-nemesis cards, and he just ultimated it. I've never seen that done before. Which, you only got 3 lands?
Yeah. So the Nyssa is not from my deck. I stole it from Corey as a reminder. And I would like to get my value immediately. I did not mean to attack with this zombie token, but you know what? I didn't pay a whole lot of mana for him anyway.
Oh, the Field of Ruin is attacking too. Okay. Oops.
Yeah. So I attacked with my 1 indestructible Field of Ruin.
And indestructible.
And let's just go ahead and get ourselves an Uro into play from the... Oh wait, I have to get rid of my Chemist's Insight for that. You know what? I don't need to play anything else this turn. Let's pass. you know, with that, I was curious. You know, we're talking about these crossovers. What would you like to see as a crossover with Magic? You know, from some other series. That's or some question. Other, you know, property in general.
I don't know. It's like it's kind of tough to say because, all right, I'm going to put this thing in my graveyard. There's so much great stuff out there that would pair well, would lend well with Magic. But we've seen, like, have you ever played the Legendary card game?
I don't know if I have.
It's the Legendary card game suite. It's one of those deck builders. It's like, you know, you like buy the box. It's not like a buy a pack type of thing. But it started out with Marvel. And then they basically jumped into a whole bunch. Oh, God damn it. I'm getting convoluted now. Okay. I think this is, going to have to go back to my graveyard, but I'm not going to see it for a long time. That's my Uro I'm talking about. It was countered.
Yeah.
But the Legendary card game went off and did like a whole bunch of different franchises. Like not only do they have Marvel, they also have like Alien and Firefly and stuff like that. And it's really sort of sweet. But at the same time, like, I get this feeling that, like, thematically, it's just really messy. So I want to, like, I'm worried a little bit about that because there's something about, like, having a deck of cards where, like, all 4 of a, you know, 4 copies of a certain card, like, match for me. I don't want to, like, mix my sets. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, like, when it yeah. comes to, like, promos, like, I'm going to promo out as much of my deck as possible or none at all because I just don't like... Maybe it's just me. I don't like things to just clash like that. So if mm-hmm. it comes to the point where we've got like so many of these different style of arts that it's like just a disaster, I don't think I can handle it.
So you're talking about not necessarily mixing, you know, individual versions of cards, but rather like if you had, you know, like all of the cards from Ikoria have this style showcase, all of the cards from, you know, Ixalan 2 have this kind of showcase, that kind of thing, right?
Well, that would be cool. I guess what I'm saying is I would love to see the whole like clash of different franchises where, mm-hmm. you know, we get like a different version. I just drew a Beanstalk Giant, so I'm gonna use that as my example. Different version of Beanstalk Giant that like is Mothra from Godzilla or something. But at a certain point when I have like Mothra in my deck and then I have like Daredevil edition Frilled mm-hmm. Mystic, it's just like too much for my brain to handle, and I don't think I would like it. There are very few cards I can play with that I don't have like a matching play set. Like I'll go out of my way to like trade or like sell and rebuy like different cards so that I can have like four of the same art in a constructed deck. But the only exception to that is my Serum Visions from the Secret Layers. I've got the four different kinds of Serum Visions, and they're goofy and psychedelic enough that they like kind of match even though they're different arts. Mm-hmm. All right, there goes.
Yeah, you know, I think that the recent example, I think in the past, I would have potentially been, you know, a little more concerned about this kind of thing if it weren't for the things that we've seen recently with the showcase cards like Beanstalk Giant here. I think all of these showcase cards just look just amazing, you know?
Yeah,
they're all really, really good. They're some of the best set art in the set that, sorry, I'm just zooming in here for our viewers so you can take a look at this. I'm sure you're familiar. Beanstalk Giant, Corey's personal favorite adventure creature. Let's just attack with seven creatures here.
I think I'm just going to let this one end. I'm going to die a natural death that doesn't involve blocking. I've accepted my fate, and I'm just going to let these guys do their thing. Oh, Growth Spiral? Okay, cool.
now you're going to
lethal damage. Do you have enough to kill me? I didn't even do the math. It looks like it's pretty close. Oh yeah, you do. Just it's enough. Exactly.
Okay, so wait, while we're picking our next decks here, while we're loading, I'm gonna wait for Corey to give me a challenge here. Yeah. I've got a list of crossover ideas that I was kind of interested in.
Yeah.
First one is obvious. Okay, I cannot believe you didn't bring this up. But there is nothing bigger and hotter than Fortnite. Okay.
Oh my God.
So, so if we can't get I've got a brawl challenge for my buddy Corey. Let's fight. Okay. We're going to do, just to go back to this real quick. We're going to do different decks here. Just to switch it up a bit. Corey, do you want something you've seen before or something you haven't seen before?
Oh, surprise me. I'm going to give you something that you haven't seen before, and I tell you what, this deck is bad. So get ready. Get ready to cry.
Let me pick a bad deck as well. no, wait. Actually, let's try this one.
This is one of those decks where just before this podcast, I was thinking, I don't have any decks that aren't green, and I was just like, go off with like a ramp deck. So I've built a non-green deck. So here it is.
Then I'm playing with what I'm pretty sure is my worst one. Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh my God. I have tried to make, so for those of you listening, Corey is playing with Ugin the Ineffable, means he has no colored cards in his deck at all.
And there's not even enough basics. Not even enough lands. I have to use islands. Yeah. So.
This hand is awful.
John's playing Mu Yanling Sky Dancer.
Yeah. Let's just keep this. We'll try this. So Fortnite, biggest game ever. Ooh, Inquisitive Puppet. We got a creature turn one. I want a Fortnite dance, okay? Can I build my island? Can you put some of those like green invisible things on there that show where you're about to build? But for real though, you know, I don't think it's completely out of the realm of possibility that we could see stuff like Game of Thrones.
Oh, sure. I thought you were saying Dungeons and Dragons originally. So that seems like the middle ground there. It's like a Wizards or a Hasbro franchise that like actually makes a little bit of sense.
Yeah. I mean, we could see Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings. Both of those are, you know, obviously super popular fantasy worlds that Power Stone Shard. Wait, yeah. You can only have one of those though, right?
Right. It's just a mana.
Okay. That's funny. Okay, well, we'll just play this. Midnight Clock.
It's kind of the same thing.
Start ticking down.
Midnight Clock is your Power Stone Shard. It's got some a little bit of upside when you draw like seven cards or whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, eventually. But I mean, you know, Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings, they both have a track record of this kind of crossover sort of thing, or just like multimedia, that kind of thing. You know, there are tons of products. You know, Lord of the Rings licenses things out. We've got the Shadow of Mordor games, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then it, going a little bit farther out of there, you know, what about World of Warcraft? You know, that's something I could easily see.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know, or maybe even something like Pokemon, you know.
I think getting into Blizzard would be like, you know, Coke and Pepsi coming together for a collaboration, though, don't you think? Like with oh my God, Hearthstone being such a competitor.
Yeah, that is true. That I could see them not wanting to do that, but you know, there's other MMOs out there that could be a possibility.
It's time. I'm catching this puppet in. He's gonna kill your Moo.
He's gonna kill my Mu Yanling with his 1/1.
Just wait, he's gonna get bigger.
But yeah, there's just like Wizards has been doing more stuff with, you know, anime art styles with Ravnica, Japan or Asia specific sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, there's all kinds of precedent there that I think could lead to, you know, maybe something like a Chinese market. Okay. I totally misread that card and did not mean to counter your Mishra Self-Replicator. I meant to counter the Mystic Forge, but here we are.
So the advantage of playing an artifact-only deck is that you can play all the non-basic lands with, like, no penalty, and that's exactly what I'm doing. I've got a Mishra Self-Replicator out right now. And the card is sweet. You've probably never seen it because it's bad. It's 5 mana 2/2. It's an artifact creature. Whenever I cast a historic spell, which is everything in my deck, I can pay 1 to make a copy of it. So then if I cast another one, I can make 2 copies and then 3 copies. And then eventually John can't keep up and I'm killing him with 2/2s.
Yeah, that is pretty gross.
I also got a Mystic Forge on the field. That's a pretty good card when you're all brown.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I could see that, John. I, you know, like my brain initially went to Marvel, which is why I was thinking of Legendary, but I guess maybe it's just because I'm a big fan of Marvel.
Oh, but yeah. You know, I could totally see superheroes, you know, swapped out for the, for some of the Planeswalkers or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going off now. It's over. You can't keep up with this. Look at all these 2/2s, John.
I know. It's pretty gross. They're not going to be 2/2s for long with a Steel Overseer on the board here.
Yeah, Steel Overseer is live. So we're going to keep going after this Mu Yanling. This guy's trouble. All your islands get draw a card. That's the ultimate on this guy? Holy crap.
Yeah. It's I don't think I've ultimated this more than like maybe one time. But when it happens, your opponents don't want to play Magic much longer.
Yeah.
Speaking of, let's play a land.
All right, so let's talk about historic. Unless you've got more, you got more on that.
No,
topic?
I think those are all my crossovers.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised if it happens. I wouldn't be surprised if the Godzilla thing is real. It definitely looks cool enough to be, you know, to be like not a goof. Like when you hear about it, it's like, oh God, I can't even imagine what Godzilla would look like on a Magic card. But for our purposes here, it's kind of cool. And I think Ikoria's theme is the like giant monster thing. There's something about like fusing creatures together or something, right?
I think so, but we don't have anything really confirmed here.
Oh, it's just the picture. It looks like Yu-Gi-Oh.
That is what's rumored. Yeah. So it seems like the rumor is that we're getting some sort of something maybe based on host augment, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's time for an elemental token, huh? You got to block all my 2/2s?
I'm going to try to block some of them.
Yeah, let's get rid of that top card. I need a land. I love Mystic Forge. There's nothing better.
Yeah, that card's great.
All right.
Honestly, you know, like I was saying before, I have tried to make colorless brawl decks work. I've most of the time used Karn just to get it down on turn 4. Realistically, I think Emery's just probably the best if you want to go monocolored. Otherwise, going with blue black, you get Tezzeret.
But, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
All right. So you wanted to talk about historic.
Yeah. Okay. Historic. Look how many triggers I've got on the stack right now. I can do one of them. What's going on? I can't add mana with my Arcane Signet. Is that what you're telling me? Oh my God.
Oh, because your command, your commander doesn't have a color identity. So Arcane Signet, which we specifically called out as a great card for this format.
Just not this scenario. That's
not
all.
This scenario.
All right. Your Moo is dead. But anyways, yes. Yeah, Historic is a sweet format. I have done, I wrote about the archetypes for Historic on the website, but what we're doing is Historic Brawl. And okay, I have to say, with the free brawl going on, I feel partially, just the slightest bit responsible for the fact that it happened, because I posted something on Reddit, which made it to the front page pretty quick, about with the people being stuck at home, perhaps WotC would consider giving out free brawl rather than charging the 10,000 gold to play, which everyone basically agrees is ridiculous except for WotC. So they did, not long after that. In fact, it was like the next day after that thing front paged. And I did not mean to be complaining. I know some people interpreted it that way, but clearly more people agreed because there were like almost 1,000 upvotes on that. So we are here playing Brawl. However, it is not the traditional Brawl because we found quickly that that is not the most fun format to play when you're stuck with the standard legal cards.
Yeah, I think I'd agree. It's just Brawl is designed. Well, first of all, I'm trying to decide here if I would like to
pass the turn. Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, let's just pass the turn. Ugh, I can't beat this army of tutus. Let's not attack. You know, Brawl is obviously a format that is really geared around, you know, I guess I should have just activated this on my turn in case I drew a land. That was probably smarter. Okay. But, you know, Brawl is just one of these formats that is very clearly, in my opinion, meant to, you know, sell booster packs, get commander players, the most popular format playing. Oh boy.
Okay, hold on. We have to stop and explain the situation right now because I have Steel Overseer and an army of Mishra Self-Replicators on the table. I'm going to go ahead and make a copy of some of these because I'm playing a Voltaic Servant. And let's see here. It's not over with all that because I'm about to Manifold Key this Steel Overseer once I make all these copies. We'll decline that one. I'm going to need a mana to do that. So we'll put a counter on this army. I have 9 Manifold Servants and a Voltaic Servant. We're gonna untap.
Okay, did you keep mana for that? Oh, you did. Okay.
Untap.
Well, I wasn't sure if we were running into that Arcane Signet.
Steel Overseer is getting activated again. Now they're all 4/4s, and at the end of the turn, we get to do it yet again. What a world we live in! All right,
You could have done this as a combat trick. You know.
Yeah, but I'm trying to talk and play at the same time, and it's kind of hard to multitask.
Okay, goodbye, Exclusion Mage.
All right, so this bad brown deck is turning out to be pretty strong right now, but I think that the stars may have just aligned because it's not going to be like that all the time. There's a lot of bad cards in the stack. You should see my hand.
Yeah, I've got a couple of those good old bad cards as well. Let's see, though, if you have an answer for this bad card.
So John played Platinum Angel, and I have exactly one card in my deck that can deal with that.
Okay, just to find out, and as a measure of goodwill, Corey, I'm using my powers of proliferation for good. Submit 10.
Oh, shut up.
So now I have proliferated all of Corey's creatures.
All right, I gotta start digging with my Mystic Forge. It's time.
Yeah, I think I'm not long for this world, but thankfully Wizards decided they should put Platinum Angel on Arena.
Yeah, that is one of the cards from the Historic Anthology. So with Historic Anthologies, we've got damn near 50 cards. I think we've got 45 in the anthologies, and I think that we got, let's see, 3 of them from the Brawl events.
Mm-hmm. I think that's correct. And have you, can I ask, have you purchased all of the Historic packs?
The sets? No, I purchased the second one, but the first one I just like crafted what I needed.
Mm-hmm.
Decline.
I bought both of them. I forget if you can buy them with gems and gold, but I had enough to get them all, and Has it been worth it? I don't know if I can honestly say. If if I were just getting into Brawl or Historic or anything like that, I would recommend you just craft the ones you want, unless you're really planning on just playing so much that you need all the cards. But
yeah,
you know, it's not like all the cards are good. Before we started talking about this, or before we started recording, I should say, I'm not even paying attention to what Corey's doing, by the way. He's just got a billion triggers. I'm just waiting for him to draw a Platinum Angel answer. He can take game actions all he wants. But, you know, it's just, oh, this 1/1's dying for sure. Good move. I'm going to a negative like 50 here. Negative 49.
Negative 49, yeah.
But yeah, we were talking before we started recording. I wanted to try and make a, you know, what was it? What's the dragon?
Bladewing the Risen. Yeah, card yeah. Very bad.
You know, it's something that I think in regular Commander is a ton of fun, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's just not, it just doesn't really do that much.
Yeah. It was downgraded to uncommon. Did you know that?
Yes, that was in one of the recent Master sets, I believe, right? Or Iconic Masters.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. Flavorfully, it should be a mythic because it's a dragon with a name. Oh, that Ugin's not going to be able to target much.
No. That Ugin is going to serve the purpose of card draw, just like yours.
The problem being my Ugin can't deal with the Platinum Angel problem that I'm having right now. Oh, what's this? This can draw a card, right? Oh, add 1 mana. Son of a gun. Yeah, so Spark Double, don't do it. John's
Spark
playing
Double.
A Spark Double to copy his Platinum Angel. I think this one is officially over.
No, you can't. I don't think I can.
Why?
Creature or planeswalker you control. Why can't I click it? I literally cannot click it.
Well, because you're proliferating right now. That's why.
Oh, okay. Duh. So my because Ugin is over here on the right hand side of my screen, it's automatically bumping the Spark Double. Okay, I would like a second Platinum Angel, please.
Well, okay, so with the anthologies, like, yes, you do not need to purchase them, but if you happen to, you end up with a bunch of cards that inspire a lot of really cool brewing, and that's kind of the fun of it. It's like there's so much in there that you're like, man, what could I do with Imperious Perfect, or like,
yeah.
What could I do with the Dark Steel Reactor, for example? All right, so here's my answer to your thing. It is Platinum Angel.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Every time I cast a spell, I have 9 triggers from my Mishra's self-replicators, and they're driving me nuts.
This was all part of the plan, was to allow Corey's Mishra self-replicator to get out of hand, not to accidentally counter something that I couldn't counter, and then just watch him time out in our friendly match.
Yeah, there is actually something about timing out now has been added to Arena. Do you know about that? I noticed the other day I was being told
I was running out of
time. Oh God, all these free spells off the top of my library. I just want to like pay all my mana so I don't get asked if I want a Mishra self-replicate or anything anymore.
Now I'm curious if Corey's able to deck himself before dealing with 2 Platinum Angels.
I've got an answer. I've got 1 answer. And I've got a backup, but it's not ideal. That's for sure. I wonder if that Labyrinth of Scophis, that wouldn't do it. No. That card. All right. Well, we've got this guy.
Oof, that is banned in Historic.
Yeah, but not friendly Historic.
Oh, come on. This is Historic Brawl. So Corey is intentionally playing Sorcerer's Spyglass, a banned card, on account of he doesn't want to be my friend anymore.
Well, on account of...
Because it's friendly Brawl, it didn't tell him it's banned.
Oh, shit, and I just screwed up. See what I did?
You said, did you say, oh, you activated on Ugin?
Yes, I did.
Yes. Especially when you have enough creatures that you get to attack any planeswalker I have and kill it immediately.
I'm trying to podcast here, John.
we're both trying and failing a little bit at activate. Oh, you didn't even attack.
No, it doesn't matter.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, then in that case, let's start with a search for Iskanta. And for the sake of time, I'm going to stop proliferating your stuff, Corey. I'm sorry.
All right. I understand.
But your creatures are giant enough. Let's go with... It doesn't really matter what I play here.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely should have attacked, but once again, making the faux pas. So I have this chunk of artifacts over here, and I have a little arrow. I have to click right and left to see all of them. Is that happening for you, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, that really gives me confidence when we start talking about putting Arena on mobile.
Yeah.
to see how us playing some of the worst decks we can put together makes the game unplayable. What do you think people on the phone are going to be playing with? All right, let's just draw some cards here.
Tazzeret Artifice Master. Okay, so we're a mono artifact matchup here. I didn't realize you were an artifact deck.
Yeah, this Muyanling has a kind of more of an artifact sub theme than your deck, which is obviously 100% in on it. Let's just draw some cards.
We're both mono blue.
Yes.
In that I'm playing islands as my source of mana. All right, resolve all. You know what my favorite part about Arena is? Is when it's my opponent's turn and I can hit pass the turn, yet I'm still stopped at every action you make me if I want to accept it.
You think you can pass a turn? No. That's not what passing the turn means.
They need to add I've got to take a poop button, because if you want to make sure that your opponent can do all of the dumb things that they want to do with their Wilderness Reclamation nonsense and you don't want to watch, then having to sit there through all of it is painful and unnecessary.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's something else maybe we could talk about for a second here. We've been talking a lot about Arena, and one of the things that you just cannot get away from with Arena is the fact that it's just not perfect Magic, no matter how much they would like it to be. And I'm sure they do really mean it when they say they want this to be real Magic, real tabletop Magic. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just certain things that it's either, just not ever going to really be able to deal with that well. Mm-hmm. Like the issue you have here where you have, you know, you have easily what, like 25 permanents on the battlefield here or something like that. So it's just like the amount of screen space is an issue. You know, we can't do some of the quick shortcuts we would do in real life. Mm-hmm. But then there's also the issue of, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, the compromises they make. Yeah. So there's certain things where you do not get priority automatically like you would in real life. Where, you know, perfect example, when we were playing the Titan decks against each other, yesterday I cast Kroxa, I didn't hit full control fast enough. So I wasn't able to, how many do you have coming at this? You have a bunch of each?
Way more than you can block. I don't even count anymore. I just sent them all in. You're at negative 49. I'm not too concerned about your life total. I'm just making sure those planeswalkers die.
Yeah, good call. But you know, there's just certain things like that I hope they fix. I'm okay with, you know, certain things being a little different, but the stuff where it's like, oh, I just didn't know I got to press this button right now. Mm-hmm. Those kinds of things just feel a little unfair.
Yeah, it really sucks.
But then you see, you know, stuff like in competitive Magic where they have to put stops everywhere and stuff like that, you know? Right. I think there's room for a little bit of middle ground.
All right, let's see. What do I have to do here? This isn't going to do it, but it's going to get me closer. I've only got so many cards in my deck. You know, it's like eventually I'm going to find this thing. Do you know what it is that I'm looking for, John? My one out to Platinum Angel in an artifact deck?
Maybe Chaos Wand to get a bounce spell from me. How about that?
Ooh, that's a good one. I didn't consider that.
Do you have Chaos Wand in that deck?
I do. That's another out. Speak of the devil, it's on top of my library right now.
No.
And the best part is I get to untap it at the end of my turn. And once with Manifold Key. How about that? So I've got a lot of card draw going on because I've got Mystic Forge and Ugin on the battlefield. So those two things pair for like basically anything you want to do in life. The world is your oyster, as they say. All right, so I'm going to see if I can find some juice with this Chaos Wand. It's likely going to find like more card draw, which doesn't really solve the problem, except it might get me closer to the Meteor Golem I'm looking for.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
but
boy.
Do you have two Meteor Golem?
I have a Meteor Golem.
All right, let's see what Corey gets with the Chaos Wand. And he hits... Ooh, perfect. He hit Mass Manipulation, which he's going to be able to cast for free, and take zero of my creatures or planeswalkers. Of course, that means I do not have a Mass Manipulation anymore. which is unfortunate, but I don't think I really care that much. I'm dealing with that Ugin next turn, whether Corey likes it or not.
Yeah, you can deal with that Ugin. Urza's Tome. I will exile this card from my graveyard.
Ooh, hey, Urza's Tome.
There's a Bag of Holding. That's your favorite card.
Another one of my favorite cards. Yeah, I love that card.
Fortunately, I'm tapped out. Warning, please take a different action, and the game will end in a draw.
Yeah, you're doing that too. That's on me too. Okay. You got to take another action, Corey. If we draw this, I'm counting two Platinum Angels versus one as a win, okay? Oh my god, Field of the Dead? What do you need that for? So this is another issue with Arena. It is currently a known issue. You can time out your opponent because it counts their time on certain animations. So it thinks that I am also taking repetitive game actions. So that is a big issue they have to fix. And, you know, part of Magic, an important part of Magic, in my opinion, is the, you know, combo decks and stuff like that. And you're not going to get rid of that super easily.
Yeah, this is just getting out of control. I can't even comprehend what I'll have on the battlefield anymore, especially with this stupid thing I got.
You helpfully, let's put this on top of my library.
So I have so much scry. I've got treasure map. I've got Ugin. I could put cards from the library into play. I could draw with Bag of Holding. I could draw with my Urza's Tome, but I still can't find my Meteor Golem.
Well, thankfully, you're going to need another Meteor Golem because Corey dug me into a Mass Manipulation with his Chaos Wand. Let's take a Platinum Angel. And how about a...
Why did you get that back? How did you get that back to you?
So what happened is Corey Chaos Wanded into my Mass Manipulation, which he couldn't cast. Put it in the graveyard, and then I untapped and played Mystic Sanctuary from my hand Mass Manipulation back on top, and then I sacrificed my Mind Stone, another Historic Anthology card, to get my Mass Manipulation back. And I'm going to Mass Manipulation for 3, targeting Ugin and a Platinum Angel, and I don't know, why not a Steel Overseer?
All right, well, guess what? Joke's on you, John. I'm going to tap my Steel Overseer.
Okay.
Is there any like
I'm gonna choose not to count
where I can bounce that. All 3 Platinum Angels?
Not in a deck with no color identity, unfortunately.
I have to say, this is probably the one card that I just absolutely cannot beat, except for the aforementioned Meteor Golem scenario.
Yeah, this is maybe one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. Corey just has me beaten by every measure except for the 3 Platinum Angels on my side.
Well, I can dig further. I'm going to be dead otherwise, though. Let's see here. So 0.
Confirmed. Corey currently has no flying blockers. He's just casting a 0 mana.
Don't pass. Don't pass.
0/0.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get through the cards off the top of my library. I'm at 7 life have, at this point.
Yeah, you could have played that for 1 instead of 0 though, and had 1 blocker. So that dealt with
it does
one
have reach, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
reach
not
and
really
trample,
thinking
but instead
that way.
It's gonna die.
I'm at 7. It's not really a thing where I like block and survive through combat. I gotta find my outs, and I've gotta have a miracle turn. Oh, stop it. John's Tale's ending my Mystic Forge activation to remove the top card of my library.
Yeah, let's just stop that now. And also, more importantly, this allows me to just pass. I don't have any more actions I can take.
Oh, why am I passing my turn? It won't let me do anything else. Jesus.
Okay, we're going to Chaos Wand. And you hit...
I hit Callous Dismissal.
Okay.
Wait, which one's mine?
That gets you
11,
a...
11. Gets me a Platinum
Angel
back.
That gets you
back.
A Platinum Angel. Oof. Maybe I should not have countered that. Well, I guess I couldn't have countered... What? I couldn't stop this. Oh, you bounced the Spark Double one.
Oh my god, how can I tell?
Oh. I don't actually know. Is there a way to tell?
I thought it was the bigger one.
If you hover over, it says Owner Corey.
Oh, yes, it does. Okay. All right.
But you would have had to hover over all of them, I think, to
notice
that.
I'm dead, but I'll let you kill me.
Okay.
Oh, wait. No, I got one more out. Hold on. Where's that thing?
Here we go. Chaos Wand is only during your main phase, right?
Is it? No.
You may cast then.
No.
Oh, I guess not.
Anytime. So I've got this. Hold up now. This is my miracle windmill right here. I'm gonna find two more Callous Dismissals.
Okay.
And if I have 5 mana, which I do, I can activate it again
with the mana. And this time he gets this is gonna be not a good one for me. Can he cast it?
No, I can't. Oh, I can't get anything. In fact, are you out?
No, you hit. So you hit. I believe you hit the blue legendary sorcery.
Oh, that was the problem. Yeah, Karn's Temple.
Yeah, so you don't have something that you don't have a historic or a legendary.
I have plenty of historic.
And I believe probably a counterspell now. Sinister All right, Sabbath.
Finish me.
All right, good game, Corey. I will not mess around. We will transform the Escanta, though. It's the respectful thing to do.
All right. Two Platinum Angels coming in hot. There aren't a lot of flying artifact creatures in Arena.
Corey, I've got one last gift for you, okay?
Is it a Spark Double? Can you make one more Platinum Angel beforehand?
Well, I actually do have a Spark Double, so I can. But I just want to give... Oh, nope. It's permanent. Your opponent controls. Never mind. Well, I'll just do this anyway. Here you go. Draw that card. I wanted to give you back your Platinum Angel, but of course I didn't read Brazen Borrower.
Boo, I concede.
Good game. All right.
Well, I think we have to finish it up with a tiebreaker.
That sounds good to me. Maybe should we try something maybe not as awful, but maybe not our most powerful decks? What do you think?
Well, first of all, I'm just glad you agreed to that blindly because you did win the first two. So tiebreaker imply that that didn't happen.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm going to pick. Oh, this is a good one here. I'm not going to tell you what it is, John. But let me just say it happens to be green, all of my Commander and Brawl decks are.
Okay, in the interest of, let's just try. Okay.
Just pick one. All right. Kaya versus Marwyn the Nurturer. So did you play the event today with the tribal decks?
That's the artisan with unlimited whatevers. Just like kind of play whatever you want, right?
Yeah.
Or they removed
that's
limit,
a different one.
Right. Okay.
No. I don't know. I'm confused now, but there are two different events kind of like that. One of them you pay 500. That's a historic pauper. Yeah. The artisan one, the free one is the tribal one. So there's an elves deck, there's a cat's deck, there's a goblin deck, and there's a zombie deck. And they're all kind of cool, but they're like, it's just one of those formats where you play it and then you're kind of like, all right, is it over yet? Like, it's really not entertaining. It's not really fun. But the concept is neat, but the way that the decks match up against each other is just like, it's kind of disappointing. It just doesn't seem like it's well tested.
So what were the matchups that you got to see?
So the cat's deck was pretty interesting because it played all of the little charmings, what's this, the little stray, the 3-mana or the 1-mana guy that comes into play and puts a counter on all the other copies of it. And so it had a shit ton of those. I think it had more than 4 of those.
Yeah, and that is the what I was stumbling over before. That's the whole idea behind this special event is to remove the 4 of limit. So like I played one match of that. I played the Goblin one, and I just got to go off with an absolutely ridiculous amount of siege gain commanders and just blow my opponent out. And that was pretty pretty great.
Yeah, the Elves one basically plays like a bunch of Marwyns and a bunch of Llanowar Elves. And let's see here. What am I going to discard? John played a Davriel, so I got to think about what I'm going to pitch. And then it kills them with End Raise Forerunners, which is kind of like the traditional Elf ball strategy. I liked the mono white one with the cats. I thought that was pretty clever. It had Charming Print so they could blink the cats and then like get more counters on the dudes. So like each cat was just like a lord in itself. So that was pretty fancy. All right, Voracious Hydra doesn't seem to be doing much work in this matchup. Of course, I played my Marwyn on turn 3 only to be met with a Mortify. Your generals don't last very long in these formats.
No, they typically don't. And I've found that against most decks, you really want like just a lot of removal because there are so many bombs in this format, so many ridiculous things that you can get that you have to come packing ready for the gun show.
Packing heat.
Yeah. You know, let's talk about some of the other, or I guess to touch on those free events. I like what those do in that they, you know, they typically give you just something new to try. They're usually like super, just completely low stakes. You know, you might get one small reward. Like I think for playing that one today, I got 20 gems or something like that, you know? In the past they've done others that were, I think even cooler, like letting you try certain decks ahead of time before they come out. Those kinds of things are usually pretty interesting in my experience, where you just get to do something different without putting money into the game.
Yeah, they did the like they did that with the Challenger decks recently too.
Yep, and I think one of the coolest ones they're doing, you know, obviously this has had a huge impact on Paper Magic, but because you can't really go into stores right now with the current situation, they've done FNM at home and some other things like that that just sort of help, you know, keep people playing, do something new, and don't really charge anything. And I think particularly the FNM at home thing has been really cool. Get some special sleeves.
Yeah, they're actually really cool looking too. The little sword sleeves that you can get. Oh, damn it. All right, so I just had a pretty sweet sequence of events here. Fauna Shaman discarding a card to get Imperius Perfect, and I've got my Marwyn in play, and now my Llanowar Elves, and then John, of course, does a Kaya's Wrath, which is basically the end of all fun.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And I gain one life by my one creature, so I had to sacrifice two, Corey, okay?
Now my Marwyn costs 7. I was about to do a fantastically large finale of devastation, but whatever. All right, let's see, we can go for 4.
You know, one thing that I haven't been as much of a fan of is, you know, it seems like there's this kind of split between events that are
Beast Whisperer in play.
Beast Whisperer. I like Beast Whisperer.
Yeah, is it gonna die?
Yeah. Cavalier of Dawn. But you get to upgrade Beast Whisperer from a 2/3 to a 3/3. you know, there's some of those events that are like why does Momir cost you like $5 to play or whatever it ends up being?
Yeah.
Like that's the kind of thing that shouldn't have this big price tag associated with it. And it's really just kind of a shame that it does. And those are the things that the thing we're going to be talking about on Reddit and stuff like that is usually going to be the stuff that is just dumb. Like why are they doing this or that? Yeah. And you know,
although I don't know,
that's a little frustrating, but I think they have, you know, to their credit, they have done a lot of, you know, they've done a lot of these free things for a while here.
Yeah, they have. And I think that when they started to do it in the beta and get people hyped up about it, it sort of allows for the product to be more successful when they, you know, pull some of that back. So I get it. Like from a marketing perspective, I suppose it makes sense. It's a little
well. We're not in the beta, to be clear, though. We've been out of beta
for a while. The beta, which is why I think those expectations are changing a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
So, ooh, there's a Galta.
Yeah, let's see if I can deal with a Galta.
But yeah, so I think that the daily deals is kind of a good take on that. I like to see what they have to offer for the cosmetics and stuff like that. That seems to be a platform that a lot of games operate on, is you can spend like the real cash on the cosmetics. But Arena offers the opportunity to also, oh God, John just played, what is that card called? Command the Dreadhorde to take all of my elves out, and now he's playing an elf deck.
Yeah, I took almost everything from Corey's graveyard, and also Chupacabra to deal with that Galta. Yeah. I had to spend 17 life on it, to be fair.
Yeah.
You got to be fair, right, Corey?
Yeah. And now all of his creatures have lifelink with Sorin, Vengeful Bloodlord, so it doesn't really matter. And here I'm getting sapped by Davriel. All right, this tiebreaker isn't going well. Here's Nylea.
Ooh, I love the art on that card.
So I can activate the ability. This is a pretty bad god, though, isn't it?
I mean, compared to 3 mana, get a million counters in lifelink.
It's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
But the reduced cost on creatures is pretty good for this sort of deck. But for standard and modern purposes, I think it's pretty bad. If the activated ability, 2 and a green, reveal the top card, if it wasn't just a card, I think we could get by. Maybe two. Two would be acceptable, but a card is just, it's just abysmal. Yeah, send that Imperius Perfect in.
Yeah. I missed, I should have taken your Llanowar Elves so I could activate the Imperius Perfect, but.
Oh, yeah.
Say I love you.
Can you add green?
Yes, I believe you can.
C'est la vie, indeed.
I could be wrong. I'm casting a Regal Bloodlord here to capitalize on having gained some life here.
Okay. Let's see. So I'm going to die to this Davriel. And that's a freaking forest. Okay. Probably should have activated Nylea first. Well, this is free, in a sense. And
it is.
You got 3 damage worth of flyers and some damage from the Davriel. I think I'm done for. I'll play this Night Peck Ambusher just for good measure. Oh, I have a. Oh,
that does make Nylea a creature.
But it doesn't that have makes reach. A difference. This is a this creature has a bow, but doesn't have reach.
And is also a giant god. taller than fail. All of the mountains that surround it.
Flavor fail. All right, I'm done. I'm dead. Anyways.
Well, thanks for the games, Corey.
Yeah, those were good games. It makes it hard to talk. I hope you got something out of it if you're just listening at home. If not, living vicariously through our game while you're stuck doing something else where you can't be staring at a screen to play your own game. But these days, most everyone's staring at a screen for other purposes anyway, right? Isn't that how work works?
Yep. Yeah, that's my all day. And then that's my hanging out with friends. So, yeah. You know, I have to be honest, though, not a big change for me in that regard.
Yeah, it is for me. I'm a teacher. So this whole like at home band thing is kind of strange.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little comfortable. I basically play games of Magic while I'm like in between everything. So it's becoming a habit.
Yeah.
Gotta stop that. Anyways, I think we should wrap up on that. I've got things to get to here tonight. Of course, in my home, but we'll do this again soon. I think there's more obscure formats to be played. Maybe next time we do it, we'll set a little bit of a parameter on how we're going to build it and just concentrate on the battle at hand rather than trying to multitask with a podcast.
If you guys have feedback for us, let us know. Send us a message. Corey's got the Card Knock Life Twitter, correct?
Yes, I don't even know what it is though. I think it's card_knock_life, but I not a Twitter person, I tell you what.
But give us some feedback. You know, this is we're trying out something new here and you know, looking to improve always.
Absolutely. All right. Catch you later.
See ya.
Card Knock Life is proud to be a part of mtgcast.com. We can be reached at cardknocklifepodcast.com. or on Twitter at card_knock_life. We're always looking for more help in generating content for the website, and if you'd be interested in doing so, please email at cardknocklifepodcast@gmail.com.